You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Courage in Times of Crisis. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
A troubling report was recently released by an institute that works with the clergy of our nation. 90% of the pastors interviewed confessed that they have been very discouraged in the last 3 months. In those days when even our spiritual leaders are tempted to give up, all of us then need to recall the life and the God-given courage of Daniel, that great man of faith described in the Bible. The Bible explains that when Darius the Mede conquered Babylon, he immediately placed Daniel in charge of the Babylonian government. Other officers in the king's government, however, began to be jealous of Daniel. Commissioners and satraps begin to find ways to accuse Daniel in their efforts to get rid of him. This ugly turn of events should not surprise us. We can quickly notice that petty jealousy which goes on in our day in the 20th century workplace and even in the church is not new. This war of egos for power existed already in the ancient of times. The enemies of Daniel tried and tried, but they were unable to find any solid evidence against Daniel. Finally, these jealous leaders decided to trap him. They went to the king and said, "All the high officials have decided that the king should establish a new law that anyone who prays to any god or man besides you, O king, should be cast into the lion's den." After some manipulation and persuasion, the Bible says that King Darius signed the document. Daniel, of course, realized immediately that his enemies had trapped him. He was, however, neither discouraged nor deterred. The Bible explains that Daniel knew that the new law required him to worship the king instead of the true God. Daniel's house had a roof chamber. The windows opened toward Jerusalem. Daniel got on his knees, and in spite of the new law, he gave thanks and prayed to the true God instead of to the king. Daniel's enemies were watching him. They saw he was disobeying the new law. They quickly went to the king and said, "Did you not sign a law that any man who prays to any god or a man besides you, O king, he is to be cast into the lion's den?" "According to the law of the Medes and the Persians," the king said, "this statement is true and it cannot be changed." Then these hate-filled schemers said to the king that Daniel was disobeying the new law. The king now realized that he also was trapped. He did not know what to do. King Darius loved Daniel very much. Finally, however, the Bible explains that the king had no choice. He gave the orders. Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. Now, we can be sure that the king was an emotional wreck as a result of all of this. The Bible explains that he went back to his palace. He could not sleep. He spent the night fasting, and he ordered that no entertainment whatsoever be brought before him. Then, at the dawn of the next day, the king went immediately to the lion's den, and as soon as he got near the opening, the king cried out with a troubled voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, your God whom you constantly serve, has he been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. They have not harmed me." Oh, the king was relieved and he was thrilled. He was very pleased to hear Daniel's voice. Immediately the king gave orders that Daniel was to be taken out of the den, and the Bible says, no injury was found upon him because he had trusted in his God. And so, my friend, if you today find your life frequently filled with frustration and possibly even failure, then you also must ask yourself the same question. Is the God whom you now serve able to help you just as he helped Daniel? And can your God enable you to overcome your frustrations in this life? And will the God whom you now serve deliver you in the hour of your death? These two critical questions actually flow from a more fundamental question, which is, which God are you now really serving? The Gallup poll and the Roper poll, for example, they regularly report that 97% of our population believes that God exists and that roughly 37% of our total population goes to church on Sunday. These statistics, however, as impressive as they might be, do not answer the question now facing you. Which God are you actually serving? The Bible says that where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Simply stated, the Bible is explaining that on whatever we spend our time and our money, this is our God. Witness the thousands of people today who spend hours and hours manicuring their lawn. They rake and they clip, they dig and they sweat. And of course, there is nothing evil in itself in keeping up property. In fact, it is a God-pleasing work. However, the sin occurs when you have fancied your real estate on Saturday, but then you skip church and you fail to worship the Lord on Sunday. Where we spend our time, this is our God. Lawn gods and real estate gods, they may occupy our time and energy, and they may even fulfill our ego. But the question is this: are they able to deliver us from our frustrations, and are these gods able to help us in the hour of illness or death? Would a lawn god or a real estate god have been able to deliver Daniel from the hungry lions? And of course, we could also consider for a moment our nation's fascination for sports. We spend billions of dollars and thousands upon thousands of hours watching baseball and football and swimming and the Olympics and who knows what else. Have we not made sports activities into our God? Further questions also arise. Is the God of sports and pleasure able to help you overcome your problems in life? And what about the hour of your death? Will your ability and or your interest of sports events enable you to face death with courage and even joy? Oh, my friend, don't be misled by the false gods of our culture. Enjoy sports, but don't make these activities your God. Absolutely refuse to follow any God who is suddenly helpless in the hour of illness or the day of death. Instead, do as King Darius did. When the king saw that the God whom Daniel served was the true God, Darius then made a big move. He made a major change in his life. The king, the Bible explains, wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who were living in all the lands, and he said, "I now make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For this is the living God. He endures forever. His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Oh yes, let God's long-recorded holy history, especially the account of how Daniel was protected in the lion's den, let this event be for you a daily encouragement. Don't simply listen to and read these words, however. Instead, follow the gracious invitation of Jesus and act upon these words. Do just like Daniel did. And your first step, of course, is to ask God to enable you to honestly evaluate your life. You can't do this alone. Honest evaluation and sincere repentance requires the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, perhaps you have been living with a false impression that your life is already God-centered simply because you go to church occasionally or because you believe that God exists. Maybe, however, just maybe you have been deceived by the devil. Nowhere in the Bible do we ever read that God is pleased when we worship Him or pray to Him only occasionally. You see, this is the difference, the key difference in the lesson that we have from God in our text for today. The Bible says that God delivered Daniel because Daniel trusted God, and through faith he served the true and living Lord. You today can also serve the powerful God of Daniel, and you can live and rest in His divine protection. And then when you see that powerful forces of evil are wrecking marriages and destroying homes, then you will know for sure that the true God of the Bible, the God of Daniel, can help and protect you and your loved ones. Daniel learned of God through the writings of Moses, but you today have an even more complete revelation of God. In Hebrews chapter 1 we read, that after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. In sincere repentance for your sins, pray to God, and he will give you a saving faith in him through Jesus. Ask God also to enable you to reprioritize your life. And when you do this, you don't have to give up completely your love for sports or athletics or caring for your home or your lawn or whatever. You just need to place God first in your life. And then always remember that if you pray to God only occasionally, or if you go to church only occasionally, or if you read the Bible only occasionally, then maybe it would be right and fair if God were to help you, not always when you want him, but only occasionally. Thanks be to God, however, God is a God of grace and mercy. He does not treat us as we deserve. Rather, God helps us in his grace. And it is for this reason that God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross to pay for all of your sins. And by removing your sins, God has also removed the barrier between you and himself. And now, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God is able to help you in your every need, every day, just as he did for Daniel. Re-establish your life on a new and solid foundation. By faith, build upon the immovable rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through this Jesus Christ, you will have the same relationship to God that Daniel enjoyed. And you will also receive the same help that Daniel experienced. Make this a new day for you. Face all your fears with a new faith in God. Reject all temptations of the devil to become discouraged and to be filled with despair. And then when anyone asks you, like King Darius asked Daniel, is your God helping you? Then reply with courage and confidence and say, oh yes, my God, the God of the Bible, is helping me in this life. And through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will save me from my sins at the hour of my death. O Lord, we pray, grant this faith, this confidence, and this courage in Christ unto all our listeners today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.